I just going to park it up.
Well, wait, we're ready for a little while yet. We dig if it's well on that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Want to make some sandwiches? But you didn't know the digger fitted on there.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I diddle diddle the cat and the fiddle. The cat would never mean. The little dog black is so just one.
And then what happened?
What?
After the little dog laughed.
The teacher fun. And the little dog ran home.
And then what?
And the little dog ran home.
Squeaks. I'll do a press down and it's a heart on this. Stick your brain. That's a jolly squeaky wheel. Isn't it? Don't. Does it always squeak like that?
I'm not squeaking.
No, I know you're not. I said, has it always squeak like that?
Yeah.
Can't say I've heard it before.
Even when I got it, squeaked.
Did it?
Yep.
Is it for the motorbikes?
Yes.
No, the other great thing's something to do with the space shuttle, isn't it?
Yeah, that space shuttle.
Both got great trailers.
Taxi.
Well, I suppose if it's carrying things, it's just a little bit like a taxi, isn't it? Even though it's a trailer, it's picking things up and taking them to where they need to be. Not quite the same as a taxi, but nearly. Actually, that's the United States of America flag, that, Thomas. That came with the space shuttle toy, I think.
I know what that's from.
What?
You know that little motorbike is from there?
Let's have a look.
It's from the little motorbike.
Oh, yes, it is, yes.
What does that say?
Let's have a look.
It was that little word.
I can't see how to pass it to me. Radio. It's his radio, obviously.
It's a radio carrier.
Does it clip on there? Where does the rider sit? Does it actually clip onto the rider?
No.
Or the bike?
It needs to be on a bike.
But whereabouts, Thomas?
It's not on that bike.
Which bike?
A motorbike.
This is a motorbike.
No, but from the car set.
Where is it? Miss that?
Yeah. Just that gentle toy. Oh, yeah, that's my favourite toy, actually.
That was one of Andrew's, wasn't he? Was little. So, do the riders sit on the bike, Thomas?
Yeah. No, they're not a rider. Yeah, there is. That.
Yeah, he's a rider, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think there should be another one. Where's the other bike? There's the right look for that one. It's nice and bright, isn't it?
Here comes the squeak!
Yes, I was just thinking that I could do without that awful squeak.
It's the squeak then. It's filled a truck because look, it's got a digger.
Alright, so I think it's carrying a lot of mice. But you?
When this, the builder's truck's digging, they can get some tools out if they put the trailer away.
Yes.
They'll get some tools out. dig a dig.
That digger's nice as well, isn't it?
No, it's going to look, because the battery's worn out. But look, it's going slow.
We just have to remember to turn it off when we're playing.
There's no turning off one!
Well, there must be two.
No.
There has to be. If there's a turning on one, there must be a turning off. You just slide it in the opposite direction.
Have some crisps.
What did you say?
Please. I think it should be called a squeak van. Not a peak van.
What do you think it should be called?
It's not a beak van, a squeak van. It should be a squeak van.
Right, yeah. So your hands clean?
Yep.
Right, there you are. I'll make you a drink. In fact, would you like some of that Coke from last night?
Please can I have some crisps?
Yes.
I'm taking off these socks, you know, Mitch.
No, keep them on, please.
Mum, red light has come on that camera.
Has it? It hasn't, it's green.
Oh, but it went red when I looked at it.
You did?
Yeah.
Right, you might as well drink that sauce there. I don't drink it at all. Would you like a little bit of cheese as well?
Yes, please.
There's a sandwich, there's some. Well, they're not crisps, they're Hoover meat.
Oh, yeah, crisps.
There you are. Give me some cheese and then my lunch is ready. Oh dear, dear. I'm ready for it actually.
I'm starving for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
So I feel hungry. I suppose we've had quite a busy morning, haven't we?
You haven't played with me, so I put all the things away.
Thomas, there are toys all over the floor.
It's a bonfire site.
What's a bonfire site? A bomb site.
It's
going to
be a crisp site in a minute.
It better not be. You sit really close to the table. Well, if you make a mess, I'll take them off you and put them away. Simple as that.
And
then I'll
throw drink
them. Stop it. Right, I don't know whether to have some hula hoops as well. I think that would be nice, don't you? I don't usually have things like that.
Have some red.
Well, I think we've only got red packet ones.
Had seven.
So much humour, look. This is the last packet if I have these.
Really?
Yes. The bag.
I said seven! And then. I said,
you got a tickle?
And then?
And you got a tickle?
That's on my back, a little bit.
Why'd you tickle?
Right.
Yeah. Don't feel better. It was your arm you were holding there. I thought it was your arm that tickled.
My neck tickles now.
That's a nice sandwich.
See, people will be never hungry. You know why?
No.
They're having a picnic today.
Are they? Why are they having a picnic?
Sunny.
Sunny? Is that a place?
No, because it's only outside. Guess what? You know where CBeebies live?
No.
London.
In London? Do they? They're the Queen.
Hmm. You look like a queen.
Yeah? I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing. Perhaps I should wear my crown.
Not that quiz.
Thank you, would you like one of mine? Nice to share, isn't it? Crunch.
I don't think, does that not taste nice?
It doesn't taste nothing.
Ew! In a way, random way.
Has it gone up your sleeve?
It's not you.
I said your arm tickles, it will then. Who are you going up your jumper? That's not really a jumper, is it, Dad? Your top.
Mum, it tickles. Ew!
I thought it would. This is quite a noisy lunch, actually, when we're eating crisps, isn't it? And the bread's very crusty, have you noticed?
And when you get baggy, it goes...
Crackles. When he gets that bit of the sandwich, if you want to open it up and eat the bread separately so it's not quite so thick and quite so hard. The bread's fresh, it's just very crusty.
Might do this.
Well, the sun's shining now. Would you like a picnic? Or we can pretend we're outside.
Because
there's tea outside. Mm. Yeah. Like you haven't. I mean, the sun's out now, but it might not be warm by tea time. I can see a swing really gently blowing. You can't see any of the leaves or petals and flowers moving. But the washing on the line behind us, can you see that orange beach towel? That's blowing. Ooh. Just gently blowing, isn't it, in the breeze, and your swing seat's blowing.
And your house is blowing.
What?
Purdy.
Is Purdy blowing?
Blowing to sleep.
Blowing to sleep.
I know you are not country Christians, but listen to this. What I did one time.
What are you doing? Trying not to crunch your heel hoop? You're letting it dissolve in your mouth. I had a little crunch. I heard that. I can hear birds singing as well.
We do hear a little tweet tweet. We tweet tweet and he might eat. Do you know Sanjeet?
Who?
Sanjeet.
Sanjeet? No, who's Sanjeet?
Who did a Chinese burn on me?
Oh, yes.
Says mum.
Oh, is his mummy the lady that wears the grey coat and she's got long hair? I didn't know who his mummy was.
With Mr. Thomas Teller.
Well, probably.
And we pulled down his Chinese pants. Fucking. That's not it.
Mrs. Kinsett wasn't happy, was she?
No, he was not. He was showing the pants. Showing the shoes. He was showing everything. Even the packed lips.
I'm just ignoring you when you read. Your rude face has last months, Thomas, not just a few days.
Even at my party.
Well, there won't be parties if you keep being rude. Whoopsie daisy, I nearly missed the plate now. I tipped the bank up and they all went boo.
I can find you that. That was a bubbly dog.
I heard something really funny the other day.
What?
You know how sometimes you do something that's a little bit naughty?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really seriously naughty. It's just something you shouldn't really do, but no harm's done by it. Mm-hmm. You won't do this yet because you can't reach, but quite often when people visit other people's house, you know how you always want to go upstairs? Because mm-hmm. you always want to see the bedrooms, don't you, in the bathroom? So you always pretend you want to wee so you can go upstairs. Well, some grown-ups, when they get upstairs in the bathroom, they decide to have a little look in the medicine cabinet. You know where the cupboard we've got in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard of somebody who knew that when his friends came round that they used to have a little peep in his cabinet. I don't know why people look in them. I don't do it. But I know people have done it here, because you can tell, because you can hear the door shutting. Because this man knew that his friend sometimes peeped in his cabinet when he was having a party, he stuffed his cabinet full of little white ping pong balls, with plastic ping pong balls. So when his friends came round and opened the cupboard, what happened?
Ping pongs fell out.
All the balls fell out. And he said they were up there ages and ages. He could hear them because he heard all the balls go boom, 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 when they all fell out. Yeah, and then he said all the people were upstairs for absolutely ages, because they were trying to put them all back, and it's really hard trying to stuff a cupboard full of ping pong balls, because you can't do it with the door open, so you have to sort of do it quick, shut the door. So that's a bit
more okay. No, my first, I wanted to the door shut.
So that's a bit naughty, because you shouldn't really look in people's cupboards, should you? But he knew his friends were doing this, and he got them back, didn't he? And they wouldn't be able to tell him that they'd seen ping pong balls, because they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
He knew they did.
Oh, he knew because he was listening out for it.
That's more bouncy. Listen for ping pong.
I just keep things like powder and soap in our cabinet. But some people keep medicine in one. Medicine's in there, you're supposed to have it locked, aren't you?
Last cabinet locked. I just
got
mine in
that one. I know, I've just done that. No, our medicine cabinet isn't locked because I don't keep the medicines in the bathroom. I just keep talcum powder and soap and toothpaste and things in there. Our medicines are in this big cupboard in the kitchen, and that's locked, isn't it?
That birdie is having a lovely time.
She's a tired old girl, isn't she, today?
I know you're woken her up.
She just turned her head a little bit, hasn't she? Whoops, that sounded like ping pong balls. Hula hoops. Look, these aren't very round, are they? There's only sat on these, look at them all. You know how we usually wear them as rings? You couldn't wear that as a ring. I mean, like a drop earring. Yeah, like yours are nice and round. I think I got a funny packet.
I got a wobbly packet.
Perhaps the man making Mason. These hula hoops was rushing to get home for his tea. He thought, can't be bothered to do rounds, I'll just do boom.
That's not even crunchy.
Well, they're only crunchy, they're just a funny shape. They taste really nice. The sandwich is nice as well.
Did you hear that click?
Mmm.
Put them in the oven too long. You don't go to a party with that.
Yeah, if you put Mummy's packet in a bowl on the table at a party, everybody at the party would say, look at those funny hula hoops. They're not really hula hoops, are they? What could we call them, this shape?
Hula boobs.
Hula hoops that have gone wrong. Hula boobs.
Talking about poops, I'll go to the waste trail railway station today.
What made you think of that? Boo-boo.
Yay!
I wasn't planning on that. Why?
I want to see the boobs.
Boo-boo.
It's what I saw when I was at school.
What?
Far, far in the distance.
What?
The Rattly train.
The Rattly train? Did you hear it?
Bunny stopped to look at these hula hoops. That's what they did. Oh, I've got really itches.
What itches now? What itches now? You enjoying your lunch? I was really ready for this today. Hungry mummy.
Mum?
Yes? What?
Did I do that?
I think it was a mistake. When I picked my sandwich up, there was a hula hoop stuck to it. Sorry, hula boop, because mine are the ones that have gone wrong.
A hula boop.
A hula boop.
Mine could look about.
A hula boop.
Boop boop. Stop saying boop boop. Oh, I want to go to the train station right now. For lunch.
Well, I'm not going to the railway station until I've had my lunch.
I'm on the train, up and up.
Do you know how to get to the station on your own?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
On a taxi.
You get a taxi then? Thomas. It's lazy, it's only round the corner. Quarter of an hour walk at the very most. Well, perhaps a little bit long. We usually allow half an hour when we're going, don't we? Because it takes about 20 minutes by the time we looked at everything and bought our ticket.
Have a lovely crisp.
Thank you, darling. I'll tell you what we'll have to do one day. The trains from the station up here. I don't know about East Didsbury station, but the Burnage station, the trains go to Windermere. I would imagine it would stop at East Didsbury. You know where Windermere is, don't you, the Lake District?
No.
Do you remember a while ago we went with Daddy on that paddle steamer and it was really windy?
No.
Because you didn't want to go at first, and then when the wind was blowing so much, we were giggling because we couldn't breathe because it was so rough. Do you remember?
And water spurt on.
Water was going everywhere. It was really funny that weekend.
And then in the car, everybody was doing that wonder.
It was a lovely day, wasn't it? Because actually, the weather was beautiful and warm and sunny.
And now I feel seasick.
No, you didn't. It was just when we got on the boat, it was so rough and windy. And you went for that little walk with Daddy, do you remember? Left me in the car. And what happened to my sandwich?
Like this.
Seagull pinched my sandwich.
And then Dad was cross if he was gone.
No, it didn't pinch Daddy. We're all sitting, weren't we, just having our... Was that... that wasn't at the Lake District. That was in Wales, wasn't it? I can't think which part of Wales.
Seaside.
The seaside, but I don't know which part. I think it was Conway or something like that.
Wee, I'm not my board. No!
I was enjoying my sandwich. You and Daddy had eaten quicker than me and you'd eaten yours. And I had just a little bit left and that seagull just came along and swooped and took it out of my hand, didn't he? It really frightened me, actually. He scratched my hand as he flew off and that hurt for a long time afterwards. Were you quite shocked? Because when he swooped off with my sandwich, he flew right above your head, didn't he?
Let's see. If I looked up, he would hit me high.
I think he'd been watching me for a long time. He must have thought, I wanted to have that sandwich and not a one.
The old woman.
No. Or perhaps he said that when he was looking at a distance. when he would realise it was Mummy when he got nearer. And then we all went back to the car to finish off. Well, Mummy and Daddy had coffee, and I don't know what you had. So that the seagull.
I had cheese and ham
sandwich. You had, didn't you? And I had prawn. So did the seagull. What do you think Daddy had?
Slugs.
Slugs? No, it's a prawn sandwich. No, Daddy doesn't like prawns, really, does he?
Neither.
Fussy Daddy. Fussy Thomas.
Fussy Lady. Spilt.
It's all right, it'll wipe up in a minute.
No, I'm not.
No.
Like testy.
We'll get a cloth before it goes on your sleep.
Mummy is a bummer, she poos out me. A broken heel.
A broken heel, Luke. There's one on the floor here. I think I dropped this one. And there's half of one under your chair, which you must have dropped. Excuse me.
There's a little bit of blue thing trying to get it.
Pardon, there's a little bit of what?
Blue thing trying to get it.
Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
No, the blue thing.
Get it.
And the blue strap.
Yes.
And when I lift it up, it goes up. And then when it goes down, I'm getting the hoo-hoo.
Come on, sit up. Are you going to knock a whole drink over, Thomas?
Oh. That'd be even more, Daddy.
There'd be trouble then, wouldn't there? Right, so you're going to finish your sandwich and then we can think about having something else. Would you like something else? No, you're full up.
Can you have these two sandwiches? You have one of these.
Thank you.
I'll have these.
Very nice.
And give this to Seagull.
Oh, no, no. No, because what you'll do, you'll leave that half a sandwich, and then about 10 minutes after you got down from the telly, you say, can I have a drink and an apple? I'm hungry. Would you like an apple now?
Yeah.
Pardon?
No.
Pardon?
No!
No, what?
Nothing.
Thank you.
And look how far I'll grow.
What about finishing Joshua's birthday cake?
I don't like birthday cake.
Since when?
I only have the icing.
No, because you've left a sandwich.
What?
It's green icing.
Yeah.
What, was it a racing car?
Yeah. More icing for me.
No. Because you've not eaten your sandwich.
Yeah.
Can't have pudding if you don't eat your milk.
Yeah, he's for me, isn't it?
Was it a nice birthday party? It was very hot, actually. You looked very sweaty when you were racing around.
Yeah.
Were you?
Okay. I have ice now.
No, it's all gone there. It was only a very tiny piece, wasn't it?
Why?
And when you have a birthday cake, by the time you cut it up to give a piece to everybody who was at the party, and people like mummies and daddies and grandma and granddad have a piece, there isn't a lot left. So the only way to make sure everybody has a piece is to give everybody a little piece. So it was very pleasant, very nice.
Let Josh have none.
Oh, I think he did.
I think Josh had all of it.
But you can't have had all of it because we've just had a little piece, haven't we? So do you really not want that sandwich? pop it in a box for later.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Is that all you can say? Mm, mm.
No, I've got a hole in my trunk.
Pop it in there, please, because...
Why?
Well, it's left from last night. And once the beaker it's in gets very soggy, it starts to leak. That's why I popped it in another beaker. You think Sarah had a nice time at her party yesterday?
The green flag's on.
It's the leaf after the flowers. Actually, I could do throwing those flowers out the dead. Might keep the blue ones because they're pretty, aren't they?
And the prickly ones.
And the thistles. Well, the thistles are dead, really, aren't they? They're not particularly picky anymore. Prickly, I should say. Not tickly, no. Prickly. If they were they're very fresh, I wouldn't be able to just touch them like I had them without going, ow! Do you want to feel more? Be careful. Just touch the blue flower at the top. Right. Didn't you come touch it again? Just look carefully. Watch right now. Feel the leaves. Yeah, they are spiky still, aren't they?
No.
But not as sharp as when they were very fresh. Yes. Well, those stalks had lilies on them. They're like the orange lilies that are there.
Mm.
But eventually the petals die and you fall off, and that's what you're left with, just a little stalk. In fact, I'm thinking about a sandwich and then you can help me do those flowers.
I don't want
a
sandwich.
No, put it in a box. Please sit back.
Now can you get stitching with those scissors?
Well, we need to sit down.
And Mum, can I have that little square pit?
Have you finished that? You have to be a bit careful playing with them because you might start itching properly. Because some of the leaves haven't really been touched.
No. I like the squares.
Sit down.
Oh, I'm itching.
Is that, no you're not, is that finished with now?
Yep.
Properly.
Please.
So just get a cloth and wipe the tape.
And then I can snip.
And you mustn't get those wet because those are Daddy's papers, aren't they?
Can snip any flowers I want?
No, no.
Oh.
Get a vase and I'll put some water in, then we can take the blue flowers out and put them straight into the vase.
Those?
Yes, not the prickly ones. There's no point keeping dead thistles, is there?
Well, can I have that? Because I love the squares.
Sit down, Princess. You're going to end up looking around.
Oh, where's the snippers? I need those snippers.
Sit back down. You're not doing it.
Do you want those snippers?
No. In a minute. You're going to end up looking the whole flowers over. Do as you're told.
My own flowers can be gone.
I'm fishing in the blue sea. I'm fishing in the blue sea. I'm fishing in the blue sea. What's she fishing for?
I'm fishing for that man.
Fishing for what?
For you.
Mm-hmm. I'll just get a piece of kitchen paper. Kitchen roll.
I was just wondering if I had a slip and your marks. Get set. Roll. Yes.
Right, would you like to take those blue ones out and just lay them on the paper, please? The stalks are all horrible now, can you see?
More blues. More dirty stalks.
Actually, we could have these leaves as well, because those leaves are still fresh, aren't they?
I don't know.
No, they're dropping a bit, aren't they? Those feel a bit crispy, don't they? There are some wobbly flowers there.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
These are pretty sort of daisies, but they've had it. Actually, Tom, they look like miniature sunflowers. Look.
They are miniature sunflowers. They come in yucks.
Sunflowers grow to be very, very large, don't they? But these are only tiny flowers.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
You can see all the thistles together now. Ow, actually that did break.
That one?
Mmm.
And I have a little pricks.
No, I don't think it's good for you to prick yourself on a thistle.
Ow! Almost the back one. That's my job!
Well, you do that then. Sit down though. You don't. That's not scissors. Right, cut them. Let me show you above the gungy bit. But not too near the flowers because they've got to stand in water. Now I have to give your hands a good wash when you're finished. Let's see, shall I put them in the vase or would you like to put them in the vase?
Put them in the vase, please.
Right, okay.
They might just
lower down, Thomas. Come on, just above the gungy bit.
No.
Which hand do you use to use scissors? Since they won't last much longer, but it's a shame to put them in the bin when
I get that little stuck.
No.
Then they chopped it.
Right. No, Thomas.
No.
That's a good boy. Isn't it a pretty
girl? Can I stick this?
If you like to.
Now shall I open the door? Snip.
Right. No, because you're just getting it on the floor. Snip this, please. You love getting things on the carpet, don't you?
Yes.
Mess out.
Gungy, gungy, gungy.
Oh, Thomas. Much lower down. They're too short to go in the vase. Right, that one. Right down there. Now, what do you think about the thistles? We should just throw the thistles away.
No, I think I'll cut them. Right, here comes the land of thistle.
No, it's too low down. That they won't go in the vase anyway, Tom.
Throw them in a bit. Put them in the rubbish pile.
I've got it. We'll have maybe some of those leaves. That would be all right. Could you cut this down a little bit for me? Put it there, please. That's wonderful, thank you.
I cut that.
No, don't cut anything else now.
My hand.
Nothing else is worth saving, is it?
This can snip.
Just cut it straight onto there.
I'm using these plants for a haircut.
Are you? What about the leaves? Do you think we should take some of the leaves?
No.
Do you like to cut that there?
No, I like to snip it.
No, it's no point there. It's too short to go in the vase. Thank you. Right, that'll just bulk it out because the leaves look all right, don't they? There you are. Some more here.
Yeah, snip, snip.
That's it. No, there.
On your fingers.
No, there. On that one. No, this one. That's it. This smells of minty sort of eucalyptus, you know. When you've got a cold and we get something to put on your handkerchief to let you breathe better. No, Thomas, no.
Mind fingers.
Well, you mind yours as well.
Anything sticking up, I sniff it.
No, this one.
Mind things and things.
Fins and things. There used to be a shop, I don't know if it's still there in Heaton Mersey. Heaton Moor. Fins and things. That shop. Oh, look, these leaves are nice, Tom.
Shall we cut them and put them in the vase?
Yeah, that's it. You cut those. No, not there, across there. That's it. That's perfect. And on the other side, please.
I got them. Okay, I'm going to do... Ooh, slop. Mind things on thumbs. I'll snip this up.
Right, that's enough now. I don't think we need any more. Ah, does that look pretty?
Yes. We need to add some more leaves.
Right, well, just snip a few more leaves then. You're a good little helper today, aren't you?
So much you can snip some more thistles. There comes a this in a minute. How can you get
no, these? No, don't cut that, Tom, because the vase is going to fall out. Could you cut those leaves there, please? Across there. No, not that with this bit.
My finger
no,
on phone.
No. That's it. Snip, snip. Very good, that's all I need, thank you.
I need to do this, Lippin. To give him the pants a haircut.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look, I've got lots of hair, haven't I?
Yeah. Right, that's all I need, thank you.
I want to get some haircut.
I'll get some more of this on the floor. No, because it's just making a mess, Thomas. It's all dead now, it's falling everywhere.
I'm just going to do one more snip.
Right, thank you. Thank you for your help.
Oh, that needs to be.
Right, so you're going to come get your hands washed, please.
And then you can play with me.
In a few minutes, I can.
When you've washed your hands.
Yes, well, I'm going to just put these few bits and pieces outside in the bin. I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Scissors.
Yes, there are scissors in there. Right. Just use a little drop of soap, sweetie. A bit more, please. That's it. It's a good rub. And you can rinse them. And somewhere, there should be a towel. In there. It's falling off the hot grass. You rinse them very well, yeah. Please. That's a good boy. Look, those look pretty, don't they?
No, I'm showing them my slippers.
Pardon?
Go outside of my slippers.
Oh, we're not going outside yet.
Let's get clean.
Looks nice outside, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, I need to just tidy this up because otherwise it's all going, the water's going to drip on the floor.
Boom. Mum, look.
No, stay away.
Mum, that's on, but there are no lights on.
There's a green light on there. Perfectly alright.
No, it's open.
No.
No, to play basketball.
You can't play basketball.
I know how to play it.
I know, but we haven't got a basket and we haven't got a ball.
We have got Joshua's ball.
Joshua's ball? Oh, I know, but with no basket, have we never stayed there, then? Right, we need to get these bits of dead things. Right, while you're down there, could you pick up all the things there and put them in that bag, please?
No, I need to wash my hands again.
No, because it's only it's a hula hoop and the little bits of blue flower, they're not slimy, those. Oh, they? It's a good rubbish collector. And then I'll take the ones from the table.
Ow!
That didn't break.
I found the basketball.
Yes. No, it's on the floor. We've no basket though, Thomas.
Yeah, we have.
Who plays basketball?
Me. I don't play basketball, actually. Grandad just wants me to be on tennis.
Pardon?
Grandad wants me to be on tennis.
What do you mean?
He wants me to... Because he wants to watch me on tennis.
Your grandad wants to watch you playing tennis?
Yeah. I'm going to run up.
Nice, thank you for your help. Now look what I found. On the floor, a tiny screw. I wonder what that's from.
I know what it's from. Get it, please. I only want to smile.
I think it's out of these things, isn't it?
Ah!
No, don't.
I'm looking for a screw!
No, don't put it in anything. You show me which toy you think it's from.
I know which toy it's from.
Oh, no, it isn't, Thomas. It's not.
Well, there's a little.
No, it's not from that. It's just fallen out of something now. Those have been in a bag for ages. That hasn't moved. It must have something to do with the equipment somewhere. Right, we'll leave it there, and then we'll have a good look afterwards. Right, thank you very much for helping and for picking those things up.
Mum?
Yes, love?
Mum, I saw that yellow light, the orange light flash.
Did you? I know it does, doesn't it? I don't know why. I haven't a clue what makes it go funny.
This sticker's gonna shake, dig and check.
Don't touch any of the wires, please.
Are
both the orange ones and green ones on? They're all on, are they?
Yeah, they're all. Even the red's flashing.
Which red one?
See that red one flash?
That's orange.
Yeah, that red.
That's. Oh, right.
Flashed again.
Did it?
Oh, the other one went like this, Mum. That the green flashed.
Do a little blink.
The green flashed.
Oh, no, the green one doesn't flash. The green one stays on all the time. If the orange one flickers on and off, it usually means that the microphone isn't working properly for some reason. And on the microphone...
The yellow one's gone.
Yes, that, I know, it's funny, isn't it, that one? And these should always be green, and if a red light comes on, it means the battery's flat. So we'll have to keep an eye on those, don't we?
Yes.
It's quite funny when we haven't got this equipment anymore, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we don't have to talk to Janine and her friends. Don't go behind the ladder.
I'm trying to turn round somehow.
Well, I think you'd turn around a lot better if you came out.
This is a nice station here. That's why I'm in here.
No, Thomas, out of there, please.
There's my station.
Come on, you've got dust covers there for that very reason. Out. You're not to go there. Come on. I think you need some oil for your squeak. You need a drop of oil for the squeak.
Yeah, I do. I'm just trying to get to the petrol station. I think you need to stop. There's traffic light.
The traffic lights are a little bit like the lights on the equipment. Green, red, and amber. Sorry.
The wheels squeak and I put some oil in.
Well, if you put oil in things, it lubricates. And if things usually squeak when they're sticking or catching, if you put oil on, it just means that things move a bit freer so they don't clatter and clang quite as much.
Well, this one.
Because oil's very slippy, isn't it? It's greasy.
I just skated onto the wheel.
We'll have to have a caution oil on carpets, though, don't we?
Big sun!
Big sun? What's that, your orange balloon?
Yeah, it has a danger sign. Can I make another danger sign?
If you like.
Yes!
Just have to leave me to clear this.
I don't want to.
Right, can you come back in here, Tom? Because I can't talk to you if you go through that. I can't hear what you're saying.
What?
I can't hear what you're saying. Will you please say pardon, not what?
I'd like to say what?
Your manners. You don't say please. You don't say thank you. You started saying what? Come on, watch yourself.
You said what? What a bad Thomas I am. I'm oil carrier.
Are you?
That carries lots. Oh!
Well, that's a tanker, isn't it? An oil carrier.
Yeah.
You know the big cylindrical lorries that you see?
My tyre's gone!
Is it?
Under here.
That's a flat tyre.
Broken
tyre, what's happened to it? Let's have a look.
No, but I've got a flat tyre.
Oh, yeah. The tyre's just come off the wheel, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you manage?
No, I've got a broken tyre now.
Oh dear.
Look.
So you need some oil and a tyre. No, put it back on the... Because otherwise they get lost. Oh, you lost so many wheels on. Toys.
That's it. Just needs one wheel lost.
No, come on. Do you want me to put it back on?
Just me.
Did it just drop off?
Yeah.
Very strange thing.
6, 10, 11, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Does this say blast off?
No, anyway, that's back on there. Does it say blast off? Yes, they do say blast off when they set off. There you are. It's ended. You're going to get some oil while they're at the garage.
I'm not in the garage.
Are you? Where
are you? I'm at the space scene.
The space scene? Light's going off, so I'll have a little look at it. So the light keeps going off, so I'll have a little look at it.
And I saw Jelly Jackson.
Did you hear Jelly Jackson?
And the story maker.
Oh, right.
And storing.
Right. Right. Do you know what this is?
A bread dump truck.
It's a bread dump truck. Bought them on
the sweets!
The sweets, I don't think we'll have them now.
No, because I like the sweets, but I don't really like them.
You don't really like them. But do you know what that says? No. Coin and bank. B for bank. So you can actually use it as a money box, Thomas.
Yes, so where's the money? Where's the bit where you put money?
What you don't know is how you get the sweets out in the first place. Ah, sweet. Mr. Bonbon, it says. Right, you must have to. Do you think you have to get it out there somehow?
Ah,
very good. Right, so those are sweets. Do you not like these sweets?
Yep.
You do?
I don't like them sometimes.
Oh, there's quite a lot in there. Right, snap it short.
Look.
And you now say coin bank. Well, that's good.
And what we can do? We can put this on the back.
Would you like to try one of these?
Yes, please.
Because all the colours, blue, purple, yellow, white.
I like the white ones.
It looks better. You like the white ones?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. What did I much of?
Pardon?
I like
them. These are all right.
Lovely. Mm. Have you got any, my money? My money can come out there, can't it?
Yes. Oh, I'll put it in my pocket, sorry. I'm just trying to think what to do with those 3 5-pences. Tell you what, 15 pence. Well, these are quite nice, these.
Yeah.
Last a long time.
I've still got a lot on my mouth. Do you want to try a pair of 5 pence?
Mmm, nice face.
Can you see me? Hello.
Oh, that's very good. I didn't realise it was a bank. Like a piggy bank. So it was said B for bank down and B for...
Police car. Can I have a police car in there?
B for bank.
And there's a police car in there that has the same sweets.
In this part? Or is it, not seen that before?
I don't know.
Or is this in the pot, not the pot, the box of your emergency vehicle?
I think it's in one of these boxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, at least we're never busting another one, don't we?
That one.
Mm-hmm. It's only water since then, it's just a little
I could put my sweet in there.
No, I wouldn't. I'd keep them in the plastic bag. It's better just to put clothes in there. Especially seeing as you've now just had some fivepence pieces. Right. This belongs here, doesn't it?
It comes out of the top too.
Is it? Well, it's quite a big gap really, isn't it? I suppose it's got to be to accept pound coins, £2 coins in particular. Very big, aren't they? There we are, I snapped that back on the motorbike.
Is it a police motorbike?
It's blue, it could be, couldn't it?
Oh!
There's a red bus there, I haven't seen that. That was one of our shoes, wasn't it? And the tank. All these things on there.
You can't bite these.
Sorry?
You can't bite these.
Yes, you can, you crunch them. Is that the same one that you had all that time?
Yeah.
These two. Never mind. That came with a garage.
Mm.
Watch your teeth. Andrews are all the ones that look old, aren't they?
I don't like it.
Do you not? All right.
Who got money?
And this is yours, Thomas?
Yep.
Oh, I know how we got that. We got this in Spain. Did we get this in Spain? Do you remember? Granda Porta. Mmm. Right. I'm just looking at what little trucks and things you've got.
Oh.
I think these are like the car transporter.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Which was the car that you said... They're quite hard, these sweets. Which was the car that you said you hadn't seen before?
Oh, it came before, hasn't it?
Was it this little bolt?
No, it came up before. That. Where's the two? I've lost one of my five pences.
On here?
Yes, I've only got two.
Those came with the garage, those cars.
Yeah.
Where did this come from, Tim?
I think it was from somebody.
Somebody's
I found the last wheel that Amber's looking for.
Oh, the Royal Mail. Well, yes, I thought you had. It's forever off that one, isn't it?
No money for this.
Nanabiel, we bought you that little one. It's got music in it, you know, hasn't it? It was sound and aid or something, cancer research. Right, there are three wheels on my wagon. One's missing. Three wheels on my wagon. I'm still rolling along.
I found my money.
35 pence. Right, they belong to a car transporter, do they? yellow one. Have you taken the sticker off that?
Yep.
This part. Yeah. Hey! What's those wheels back on? Cheeky monkey. Those must have been Andrews as well, look.
I'm taking them all off.
Oh, don't, Thomas, it spoils it. Oh, those are. It's a little car.
I got your wheels. These flipping wheels.
What did you say, flipping wheels?
Yes. I got your flipping wheels. I'm going to put the wheels in here. Look, Mum. But instead of money.
Yeah. I think they must have come from a car transporter as well.
Mum, I'm only allowed to get this open. Where that wheel I'm looking for.
I could only find three tins. Oh, and I think, well, that's Andrew's taxi. At one point, we had a toy from McDonald's. Do you remember that? Oh, we still got it in the train set, that loop, the loop road thing.
Yeah.
Because I think some of those cars came with that.
Where's the other wheel?
That's an Andrew car. I don't know, sweetheart.
There are only three wheels in here.
Yeah, there were only three wheels when I opened the box. Oh, online. What's that? Tea online. That must have been... Kind of a bloody family. Got... Right. Those came in a set. Those have obviously come with something. That one. I know those came with a garage. Those were Andrew's. Car transporter. These are ones we've got you. So really the car transporter cars could go with the car transporters, couldn't they?
They're your wheels. I want the other 5 pence. Oh, that's a
casino. You're losing your money.
They keep coming out of it.
Matchbox. They came in a set. Because I remember those. I seem to think perhaps these two cars have something to do with the lorry you have with motorbikes. I don't know why I should think that, because I think they have a matchbox.
Can you go to the toilet?
You can go to the toilet, sweetheart, yes. What have you got in your hands?
Yeah.
Right, we'll pop those down here, put it in your post box before you get the money box.
I'm only allowed to open it, aren't I?
Oh, yes. It's your money.
And it's my postbox.
You nip to the toilet, and I'll put these wheels back on the post.
Oh, I didn't. Where's that sweet again?
Pardon?
Where's the sweets again?
The sweets are here. But you said you didn't write them.
Cancer research.
Cancer research?
Green ones are tasty.
Hope you didn't like them.
I've been in the bin.
Oh no, well you don't take them just to put them in the bin, that's a waste. Right, come on quick if you want the toilet.
No, don't need one to toilet.
Don't you? Well, we're going to go out and post a letter very soon, so I suggest you do go to the toilet. And then you'll be ready to go when I'm ready. So we're looking for another wheel sometime. Pardon?
Is Jimmy listening?
She listens to the tapes, you know. Right, could I have the bucket back, please?
I'm researching.
Yes, I meant to have a look at that little I'm truck stuck. With music on it. And don't break the bucket.
Stop, I'm going to pull me out. Mm.
Let's have a look at that yellow card, Tom, and see what that says.
No, wheel.
Oh, it just says music. But I'm sure Nana said she'd bought it for something, some charity. But it's got all music notes on it, and it says music. It's rather nice, isn't it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah!
Something. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose. And if...
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. It's low and today.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one.
Oh, look, it's a dress!
Shh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one. Dashing through the snow.
Dash!
In a bow, come on. In a one horse open sleigh. These cars, do you know why these fit wider?
Yeah.
Because you know when you go through the garage, you go through the car wash. If you put them near the car wash and you turn the handle, they come through on their own. Did you know that? You did. You probably taught me. And the taxi's in there as well, darling.
Little tracer cow.
A bit later on, we'll go and do our jobs now.
I'm watching something nice.
No, you're not. Thomas, no. Turn it off this minute, please. Turn it off. Oh, gum. That's naughty.
Denise, listen up. What was that?
No, Janine will just think, oh, that's naughty Thomas again.
Putting the telly on.
Yeah. Don't you, Janine, if you're listening. Anyway, how's your head that Janine's listening? Why, can you see the tape recorder?
Yeah! My red bottom.
I'm not surprised you see, but if you jump to sit on a chair, the chair was there. Did you think the chair was there? No, because you will hurt yourself. You're showing off now, you're just being silly, Billy.
We'll play shops.
Shops?
Yep.
Do you need to get it out? Just hold on a second, please, now. Just hold on, Tom.
It's dusty in there.
No, it isn't dusty in there.
Dusty.
It's just, I like a cloth over to cover it up because with the toys being under the stairs.
Yeah.
And they do get very dirty and it takes me hours. When I have to put all your toys out and give them all a good wash and a good dust. It's much easier when they're in storage boxes and we have clothing with them.
This could be where I keep my money.
It could. And when I get short of money, I know where to come and look.
And you need to ask me.
Do I? No.
Yes, because that's my money.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, there's
11
pence here.
Yeah, for me!
There are 11 pence for your collection.
I think there's a paper clip.
Oh, it's a pin. Right.
Pins are dangerous.
They are dangerous, yes. It's a safety pin, though, so it's got a little catch on it, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you had 15 pence and you're putting 11 pence in. That's 26 pence now.
Who wants some money? Who wants some money?
Yes, please, I'll have some money.
I give you any sort of money I want.
26 pence? Oh, you're a rich boy. When we next go to McDonald's, you can pay.
Yes!
26 pence? Wow!
I'll be up on the clouds.
Up on the clouds, you will. Over the moon. Remember when you used to say up a moon? Up a moon. When you were swinging really high, you used to say up a moon, up a moon.
They laughed.
We all laughed. Yeah, you don't say little things like that.
Up a moon.
Up a moon. There's still things you say, like cheer my up, and
guess what's that? And where?
You still can't say cucumber, can you?
Cucumber. That's what I say.
I know, but it's cucumber.
I'll try my best. Cuke and something.
Cucumber.
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 Cucumber. Yeah! Cucumber. It's raining. Woo!
Cucumber.
Cucumber's coming down. Cucumber. What is a chicken crossroad?
I don't know.
Cucumber.
Cucumber. Cucumbunda. Cucumbunda.
Cucumbunda.
Auntie Wendy. She can't say Debenham. She says Debenhamhamhamhams. Debenhamhamhamhams.
Can you not say anything?
I find car park hard because I say park arc.
Cucumbunda.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
Cucumbunda. I'll have a cheese and cucumber thunder sandwich, please.
Cucumber sandwich, please. Cucumber!